Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I've been thinking about just like, it's so significant, you know, God talks about our faith and our confidence in Him, and it's so important that to be aware that, you know, the devil knows how important our faith is too, and obviously he's going to attack us with doubt. He's going to attack us with unbelief. And you look at the book of Acts, and there's an encounter that really documents as far as the fact of just the powerful works that God did through Paul. And he would actually send out handkerchiefs and aprons just because of the anointing and how the Holy Spirit was moving through Paul. He was able to send it to other people, and it was healing people, delivering them from evil spirits. And it's in the book of Acts chapter 19. And that is so significant. And I think what's also so powerful about that is right afterwards, it talks about a couple individuals, and they're talked about as the sons of Sceva. And they're walking around with this chief priest, and it says, in verse 13, it says, some Jews who went around driving on evil spirits tried to invoke the name of Jesus over those who were demon-possessed. They would say, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches, I command you to come out. And I think about that, and it's just like, someone can recognize how powerfully God was moving through Paul, that they were doing it and saying, yeah, that Jesus that other guy says. But what is so powerful, though, is that it was working for a little while.
Yeah,
the evil spirits were responding to the fact of it saying, okay, the name of Jesus that this guy talks about. And when you look at it from the outside, it's like, okay, it talks about a chief priest. It talks about seven sons. You know, that. Yeah, and I just think that's so significant because number seven, you know, the number of just, you know, perfection of just godly. There's a father. And so it looks like, you know, they're related. It looks right on the outside. But when you look at that, it's like the demon said, Jesus, I know. And Paul, I know. But who are you? And I think that is so powerful because the demon responded to saying, I know who Paul is, in the same way that he says, I know who Jesus is. He was recognizing the authority. He was recognizing the fact that, okay, yeah, I see that you're name dropping, but you don't know the one who you're talking about. And to me, it's just like that's highlighting so much because the demons recognized someone walking in a lack of authority. They were professing it. But he also recognized someone who was walking in authority like Jesus was. And that's something that we can so learn from, because when we recognize the fact that demons respond to people who believe what Jesus says, demons respond to those who walk with Jesus. And it's like, when you think about that, it's just like, it worked for a little while, and then the evil spirit says, okay, who are you? You think about, if you ever remember being like the new guy at work, and you're trying to learn.
Tell us about it.
You're trying to
tell
learn,
us about like, the new guy at work.
The policies and all the things and the way to do things or what not to do things. And then that one customer comes in that he tries to work the system a little bit. He tries to say, well, you know, I heard this guy said this, and he said I could do this. And you're like, well, okay, yeah, if that's what you were told, I guess so. But then it takes the senior veteran. It takes, you know, the head manager on duty to submit, like, no, that's not right. Stop trying to take advantage of my coworker. You need to leave. But you think about that. This encounter exposes so much of how the heavenlies work. When you look at it, and it's like the evil spirits were responding for a little while, but then at one point the evil spirit says, no, wait a second. You're saying the name of Jesus, but I don't see the presence. It worked for a little while. And when you look at it in verse 15, like he says, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you? He stops, and it's just like they recognize the fact that you can't just say Jesus. You got to know Jesus. I think about it when I was in the military, you had different levels of intelligence. You had, okay, hey, you went through boot camp, but then once you started getting into significant areas, you had to be cleared, if you will, quote unquote. You had to get a secret clearance. You had to get a top secret clearance. Only certain people knew these things. And if you think about it, if the enemy was aware of what you quote-unquote knew, what your quote-unquote clearance was, they would have an understanding of how important you were. So it's the same thing. And it's just like the devil knows who those are who are walking with Jesus.
So you can't play around.
Yeah.
You can't play around. This is what it's all about. There are many people that are hanging around the cross, but they're not getting on the cross. Mm. They're trying to apply biblical principles in their life. They're trying to pray and do all these different things. And it's like, listen, this is not hocus pocus. This is not a lucky rabbit. Jesus is not a lucky rabbit's foot. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not a way of life. This is life itself. And careful, because there is a spiritual realm. You got to know God. Otherwise, the enemy knows you and will expose you.
Mm-hmm. And you think about it, when you look in the book of Acts, chapter 4, it talks about that the religious people, they were responding to Peter and John. And it says, they realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, and they were astonished. And they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Don't let the devil lie to you and attack you with doubt, attack you with unbelief. When you have that abiding time, when you spend time with Jesus and say, I just want to hang out with you, the devil is shaking and running, and he is fearful because he knows how powerful Jesus is.
That's right. Don't be intimidated by the enemy when he tries to tell you you don't have this Bible degree. All you have to know is know Jesus. Mm. When you know Jesus, listen, everything else flees and gotta go.
Amen.
You know enough.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.